locations online at newsradiokman.com.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Terry McCants, and she is Clinical Associate Professor and Program Director of Conflict Resolution with some courses this summer, and then also Joe Maceberg-Tomlinson, Program Coordinator, Summer School with K-State Global Campus. And I know, Terry, we were talking some about, this really is sort of a standalone course, too. This isn't like this is a degree type of thing. This is a standalone type course.
Absolutely. Our certificate is a standalone program, so we have a lot of traditional students. We have a lot of non-traditional students. We have mid-level to upper-level management students who want to come in and use the certificate, just the 12 credit hours, as a way of professional development.
And just regular community member can come in and
yes.
do it.
Anyone who has an interest in increasing their conflict competencies to get along better with people, do better problem solving, I think would be very interested in this program. The Conflict Resolution Certificate is not just about mediation. So we do look at a scope of topics under conflict resolution. So we would take a look at culture and conflict. We take a look at violence prevention and intervention. We look at organizational conflict and how to go in and help design better dispute resolution systems for organizations and working within them. So I think that, and coupled with a lot of the communication skills that we go over, from interest-based negotiation to better listening and reframing assertion, those kinds of things, I think all help people develop whatever their interests are. These are competencies that I think put you at a higher level.
Now, one other thing you mentioned during our break that I don't think we said before, but there's a little advantage to this course. I guess it doesn't meet every single day of the week. Explain kind of the status of that.
Yeah, we try to keep time in the forefront in designing the Institute. So we do have the courses Monday through Thursday. And again, I mentioned they start at 8 and end at 1:20. So you basically have afternoons off. And you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so a longer weekend, which makes it a little more manageable.
Although I'm sure you have to be pretty disciplined to get all that work done in that amount of time. So
it is a commitment, yes.
I know, Joe, there's some other courses, too, and we've been focusing, of course, on Terry's conflict resolution, but let's go over some of the other things that people can join up on.
Sure. So for current K-State students, we would have the business minor is being offered for the first time this summer, and so they could earn all of the business minor, or if they've earned part of it ahead of time, they could finish it during the summer. And what's really great is the College of Business is pairing some professional development opportunities for those students specifically here this summer. So it's something they wouldn't get during the normal school year. And so that would be good perhaps for a student who's majoring in family studies. They could minor in business as well as other areas. And so it's just kind of a nice option if a student thinks, I was an English major, and I think, oh, it would have been so great to have had that business minor because my first job was in marketing at a business, and it would have been nice to have known what the sales profit margin formula was so I didn't have to ask my boss on the first day. But that's a great option. We also have a program for new incoming students. We're calling it Leading the Way. It's our first summer bridge program that's open to anyone who wants to come. So if you have a student who's 18 and they're going off to college and they think, oh, I wish I could get to know K-State in a smaller environment, get to know the faculty members in a more laid-back environment than when the fall semester starts, this summer bridge program is going to offer public speaking, a leadership course, and a connector course. They'll live together in a residence hall. It's going to be small, 22 to 25 students, and we're going to have scholarships available. So it's really going to be a nice way for students to come in June for orientation, stay for 6 weeks, earn 7 credit hours, and then go home for a nice break in August before coming back to start school again.
How interesting. And I think the one thing we want to point out is the Global Campus. You do work with a lot of different colleges at the university.
All of them. Mm-hmm. So we are really blessed that we are able to make some connections. In summer school especially, I'm the person who works with the in-person aspect of summer school. And so I'll go across campus and we'll combine a course in education and a course in arts and sciences, or we'll work with human ecology. And we have courses being offered in every college across the institution during the summer. A lot of students are here for more of the science and math, so arts and sciences does more. But for the most part, there's a way for every student to add something to their degree during the summer.
Do there seem to be certain areas that are more popular than others, that you really get a lot of folks that are, especially in the summer months?
A lot of students will tell us that the course they really want to do during the summer is one they want to focus on. And so if you're going to be a doctor, the summer may be a great time to take biology or chemistry. The summer is a time when a business student might want to focus on a finance course. We see that a lot. That's a very popular course during the summer. And some students, perhaps maybe they're international, will take their English or speech credits during the summer. And so that's a great way for them to really just take two classes at one time, generally. That's what they'll be doing with Terry's certificate. They'll take two classes at the same time, and they can really focus and really get that material and know it well. During the regular semester, a lot of our students are working. They have, 15 credit hours. They're trying to balance their clubs and student activities. In the summer, everybody says the parking's great. You don't have a line at the coffee shop, and you can really get the assistance that you need from the faculty members.
We only have about a minute left, so I don't know, Terry, if there's anything else you're wanting to highlight, and is there any time deadlines or anything we need to warn people about that way, either one of you? I guess not.
I don't think so. I just think it's a great opportunity. One of the things that Joe was saying about the certificate is that it also counts, for example, as a theme sequence for the College of Business. So if you are a business major and your focus during the full semesters is about business, this is one way of doing a theme sequence that can be that add-on that sets you apart from all other business majors.
Well, it really does. As you were talking, even I kept thinking of other applications other than just business. As you mentioned, even community groups or law enforcement, even I thought of as you were talking.
Law enforcement, clergy, any kind of volunteer group, person, this would be a great certificate for them, as well as teachers, I think. Mm-hmm. I think other educators.
Joe, anything else to add?
Well, you can learn more about summer institutes at global.ksu.edu or at ksu.edu/summer, and we have just some great options available in the summer. For the first time this summer, we're going to have scholarships available for our seniors who need to finish, and so that'll be through the financial assistance office, and we're very lively. We do a lot of things, watermelon, et cetera, during the summer, so don't be afraid to come to K-State for the summer.
Well, nice chatting with both of you ladies. We've again had with us today Joe Maysberg Tomlinson and also Terry McCann's K-State Global Campus, of course, talking about summer school, and you've been listening to In Focus.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android app.